Randy, you have written this new book, Truth, A Bigger View of God's Word. You've just alluded to culture and all the challenges we rely on, or our feelings, or the world is constantly going back and forth with its worldview. All of the, what I call the big distraction. Here's the question. We know as Christians, God's word never returns void. And yet the challenge is, you use the word submit, surrender. Our identity is in Christ. I guess the question that would jump off from all that is, there are people listening right now that say, I'm almost all in for Jesus. I've got that last 5% that I'm holding on to me. Talk about the lies of somehow having a foot in both worlds. Scripture talks about you can't worship two masters.
That's right. We can't worship two masters. You know, you cannot serve both God and money, for instance, but fill in the blank. You can put in a lot of other things besides money, whether that's pride, or whether it's the idol of sex, the idol of success, the idol of popularity. You know, and you mentioned living in the era of social media and looking at the smartphone all the time, and that's a good example of it. You look around and you see all the opportunity to think about ourselves, and even the whole development of selfies, and while it can certainly be perfectly harmless to take a picture of yourself with a group or whatever, but when that becomes, and seeing yourself and doing that all the time everywhere you go, that's living life all about you, you know? And if I'm living my life, if it's all about Randy Alcorn, I'm in real trouble. But the interesting thing is, not only am I failing to serve the Lord and failing to serve those around me when I make it all about Randy Alcorn, but I'm doing the worst possible thing for Randy Alcorn, for me. And that's what we so often miss, and that is that what is to the glory of God and what is for the good of others is always for our own personal good. And some people say, well, no, because we're sacrificing our own personal good. No, every time we sacrifice, which we are called upon to do, but every time we do it, there is this true and real payoff. There's the eternal reward payoff, but there's also just the, for instance, giving is a good example. You're storing up treasures in heaven when you give to the needy, and you help other people, and you get them the gospel, but at the same time, you're helping all those people, glorifying God. You're also doing what is in your best interest, because then you experience the joy of giving. And there's, it's the best possible thing you can do for yourself is to serve God and serve others.